Welcome to another edition of Kingdom Keys with your host, Dan Hain, brought to you by DHMissions.com. We know you'll be blessed as you listen to today's broadcast. Today I'm going to talk about flesh versus spirit. First, let's look at a couple ways we can operate in the flesh. A quick way to be successful in the eyes of the world is to grab every opportunity to cut corners, to stretch the truth, or to misrepresent others for the purpose of our own personal gain. Things like cutting corners and stretching the truth come from a foundation of our flesh. Another way that we might find ourselves operating from the flesh is to try to accomplish something that God has not necessarily graced us or empowered us to do. So things that come from the flesh will usually produce temporary results or advancement because these actions are not founded and rooted in the eternal character and nature of God. An important thing to realize is that those things that are initiated by the flesh or self-effort will have to be maintained by the flesh. I want you to know that God has a better way to go about pursuing our purpose. Keep in mind that those things that are birthed by God's Spirit will be sustained by His Spirit. So this process begins by determining what God's purpose is for our life. This can be accomplished by staying in God's presence on a daily basis, and by doing this, we'll find ourselves growing closer to God's heart concerning His purpose for our life. Staying close to God will cause us to be in a place where we can receive God's empowerment to walk out His plan according to His directives. This idea comes across in Psalms 138, verse 8 in the New International Version, where it says, "The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me." Now, isn't it comforting to know that God will accomplish His purpose for our life? He's the one that will coordinate and supply every acquaintance, every provision, every detail, and every opportunity that we need to walk in His plan for our life. So how can we tell the difference between a God-ordained directive that comes from His Spirit and a personal agenda that is birthed from our flesh? Well, you determine the root by the fruit. In other words, something originating from our flesh will demonstrate the fruit of our flesh or our sinful nature. And in contrast, a godly pursuit will produce kingdom fruit or fruit that has an everlasting nature. So I want to encourage you to draw into God's presence and pursue God's plan for your life, and then watch His empowerment and momentum kick in for you. We have to go now, but be sure to pick up your own copy of Keys to Your Future, which is available from all book retailers in most countries. Keys to Your Future is in softcover, hardback, and ebook formats. For more information and other helpful resources, you can go to our website at dhmissions.com. Be blessed and see you next time right here on Kingdom Keys.